Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KMOX.
It is that time of year again. Football in St. Louis. UFL season is upon us as the St. Louis Battlehawks play at the Dome in downtown St. Louis. Wasn't that a lot of fun last year until the end? Mike Martz and I had the call on that historic radio broadcast, first one for the Battlehawks. We thought we were going to have a two-game package there as they were going to go to the championship in their own dome. As it turned out, they lost to San Antonio. But it was a heck of a year. Really fun. Great seeing the crowds in there. And joining us is a coach back for his second season with Anthony Becht, and that is Kyle Kasky, special teams coordinator, running backs coach for the St. Louis Battlehawks. Good morning, coach.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
It's great to be with you. That was a fun year last year. As you know, you don't like to end with a loss, but every team ends with a loss except for the champ. And you made it to the conference championship. Just couldn't pull it off last year. I'm sure that this year, you got a little bit of that gnawing at you, ready to get something back.
You know, we had, like you said, we had such a good year, but then, you know, you play San Antonio three times, twice in a row, and that's no excuse. It's just, I mean, we just one of those games that we didn't quite play up to what we should have, and we all know that, and we're carrying that with us, that you can't have a lull at any point, whether it's at the end, at the beginning, and we got to, you know, we just play up to what we know we can do, worry about us. And that's been the big thing right now with these players. We got a lot of guys back, and a lot of these guys understand that feeling we felt when we flew back from St. Louis that night, and we don't want to feel that again.
You will get San Antonio again right away. Your home opener is actually April 6th against them. But first things first, at Houston on March 28th, the day after the Cardinals open their baseball season here in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. So everything's happening at once. What do you think about the team so far and what you've seen in terms of off-season assembly of this roster and now as you get into some training?
I think Dave Bowler and Coach Beck have done a great job of filling holes that we had. You know, there's guys that aren't back, but again, the guys that we got back, we retained a lot of our playmaker kind of guys. And there's guys that, you know, that maybe showed up on special day. We had a special teams player of the year last year in Chris Garrett. And, you know, it's guys like that that we got back on this roster that have been in it, that know what we expect. And then we're filling, like, if you look at our receiver core, I mean, we loaded up at receiver. We've got some big-name guys, Denzel Mims, Andy Isabella, and all the guys we already had. Offensive player of the year, Akeem Butler, man. My running back room, we added a guy, Jarvion Howard, who I'm just telling you, played with the Packers and a really good player. And then along with Jacob Sailors, who obviously we all know what he did last year, and Kevon Latulis. So, I mean, we retooled our team, and I'm really excited to see it. Defensively was the same way.
You have to have that depth at running back, don't you? You want to continue to hit them with running backs off the sidelines. Sailors led the way. Who else is emerging?
We have a young guy that was with us during camp and came back late. Kevon Latulis played at Missouri State, so he's a local guy to you guys and in St. Louis. And it's like one of those things where I think his explosiveness and his type of play, because he really has that that second gear that when he gets in the open, he's going to be gone. And I'm excited to see him play. He came back towards the end of the year, and we used him more on special teams. But this Jarvion Howard guy we got, he played, started at Syracuse, ended up at Alcorn State. He's bounced around. He was in Green Bay's camp last year, and he's a bigger guy. I think he's 222 pounds. He's got the, you know, the thick thighs. You know, they always say thick thighs save lives. I think that's what the Memphis guy said last year. But he's one of those guys. He's a bigger back, going to bring that to our team. So we're looking forward to, you know, that. And again, having the depth is big, because you keep those guys fresh. It causes problems.
Absolutely. This is Kyle Kasky, St. Louis Battlehawks running backs coach and special teams coordinator. You mentioned Chris Garrett, special teams player of the year. You lose Darius Shepherd. He has called it a career. I really like him. Had a lunch with him last season. Had a nice chat with him. Nice young man. Also a heck of a player. So what do you see at the returner position?
Right now, it's a little bit up in the air, but we've got guys who've done it. We've got, Ja'Core Pearson, Peasy. Number one, our receiver, he's done it before. He returned punts for us last year as well. Darius missed a couple games last year, and Darius did that. When Darius missed it, Ja'Core came in for him. And then Blake Jackson returned, a 75-yarder against D.C. last year. He's back in the receiver room. And then we'll find some of these running backs. Honestly, with the new kickoff rules, the running backs are actually kind of the guys that are making hay right now with the way that the blocking sets up with the new kickoff. So we'll give these guys a chance to see, and somebody's going to emerge. And yeah, it's hard to lose a guy like Darius, because I mean, that guy was second in the league in all purpose yards, and he missed two games. So yeah, that's, you know, we got to find somebody to replace him.
So people understand there is a change in the formation of kickoffs. Right, Kyle? A little bit different, somewhat, what the NFL is doing.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Something like that?
It's actually exactly what the NFL does, mm-hmm. other than the fact that we're kicking the ball from the 30. So we bump the kickoff back 5 yards from where they kick it, so we're trying to attempt to keep the ball out of the end zone and touchbacks. The other thing that's just different from the NFL is touchbacks will come all the way out to the 35. So if you do kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, you're just saying, here's the ball at the 35-yard line, which is not really what you'd like to do. But the guys are going to be aligned. The kickoff team will be aligned on the 40, the plus 40 on the other side of the 50 from the kicker. The kickoff return team will be on the 35. And it's almost like the kickoff from last year where they can't move until it's like the NFL. You can't move till the ball's caught. But they're 5 yards away from each other, and like that old school like Oklahoma drill type of mentality where it's one on one, and here comes the runner behind you. There's a lot of that. Now there's some scheme to it, but it's really going to be more who wins their battles up front. And if the runner breaks through that line, there's not a whole lot of people there. It's not like you've got them staggered like you've had in the past with kickoff teams. So it'll be interesting to see which teams adapt to it quicker. We're working hard on that too right now, and we'll get that scheme in with these guys soon. And But, you know, camp is short, and we got to find guys who want to win battles. And as long as they win battles, I think we're going to be fine.
This is Kyle Caskey, special teams coordinator, St. Louis Battlehawks, also their running backs coach. These players are good. I mean, they are just a step below the NFL. In fact, many of them advance onto the NFL, and you've had a coach advance. So you are a former NFL coach. You coach running backs with the Lions, Bengals. You've also coached with the Jaguars, and now Bruce Gradkowski moves to the Lions. I would say that's a feather in the cap of the St. Louis Battlehawks. You get him into a position where he gets picked up by Detroit, and now you move to a new coordinator in Phil McGagan.
Yeah, and we couldn't be more happy for Bruce. I mean, that's exactly why we did it. Players are here to get to that next level. We as coaches are here because either we're trying to break into it or we've been there and we're trying to get back in. And that's what we're doing. And again, it's not a knock on the league. I think that's a feather in the cap of the league, like you said, that somebody came and got a coach off of our staff at the highest level. And Bruce, you know, with him leaving, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's always different just when a different person's voice is being said. But Phil was here with us last year, and I think Phil's going to do an amazing job for us. You know, he collaborates with all of us that are here in the building really well. You know, and the biggest thing is, man, we all get along. We all like each other. So I know that sounds crazy, but that goes a long way, especially when you're not around these guys all year and then you come back together. So we know each other. We respect each other. And it's going to be fun to see how this thing goes.
Well, that's very important. I mean, you guys all have coffee and lunch and late nights together, a lot of talking, a lot of collaborating, no doubt about it. And I'm curious your read on the quarterback situation. So A.J. McCarron, he is let go, basically. You move on from him, I should say. And now, is it a competition? How do you see this right now?
I do think it's a competition. And Manny Wilkins is coming back from last year. Manny knows the system, you know, in and out. But, you know, the two guys, Max Duggan and Chevin Cordero, I mean, those guys are going to bring in some competition that – is going to be good. And with Manny, he knows these guys. And I think that gives him, it gives him a leg up initially, and we'll see how he runs with that. And Manny did a really good job for us as a back. He was ready to go when AJ got hurt there at the end of the year and popped in and played a couple games. And, but we will say, and again, they all have, you know, slightly different skill sets, but you know, they are all different from AJ. I'll tell you that, AJ, was a drop back type passer. And, you know, these guys might bring a little extra juice in some other areas, but you know, we'll see what happens, and it's going to be fun to watch them go. You know, we only have 15 practices before we make cuts, so the decisions are going to be made pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'd want to throw to Hakeem Butler if I were a quarterback, man. The 6'5", about 225-pound Iowa State Cyclone. By the way, you have a Cyclone on the staff, Seneca Wallace. I covered a couple of his games back in the day with Iowa State. Boy, he was tough.
Yeah, and he's when you hear him coach, you realize how much knowledge the guy has from playing the position, and he does a good job. Well, I've listened to him talk to these quarterbacks already, and I mean he is very detailed, but he's not using some language that, you know, a quarterback of his, you know, capacity could be using and maybe overwhelming him. He actually teaches it from the ground up, and it's amazing just listening to him do that because he's played the position for one at a high level. And I mean, for him to come in here, and he got hired not that long ago. And I mean, he's got the offense down, and I mean, we're going to be ready to go. He's going to do a good job with those quarterbacks.
I'm looking forward to it all. The St. Louis Battlehawks open the season at Houston. That's going to be on Friday, March 28th, but the home opener, April 6th, against San Antonio. Let's see the dome packed and the noise that it's famous for. And these football fans are hungry. You can get tickets at UFLBattlehawks.com. And we've been talking to Battlehawks assistant coach Kyle Caskey on KMOX. Thanks so much for this, coach. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. We're all excited to see those guys back at the Dome too, man. So we're ready to go.
I bet you are. Kyle Caskey, running backs coach, special teams coordinator with the St. Louis Battlehawks. Great to hear from him. Great to talk some football on the show. When we come back, we'll talk to Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. He will join us live from Jupiter, Florida, next.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.